Boy, one thing's certain. We live in a world awash with information. Political candidates must disclose their tax returns, their memberships in private clubs, their marital affairs. They better be ready to discuss who they groped or how they treated the interns if they're running for president. But that's for public figures or people who aspire to get there. What if there were the same rules of disclosure for the general workplace? Companies that perceive themselves as public figures think they have an interest in seeing the kinds of things you post on your Facebook page. What kind of emails you send? Well, in one recent survey, 91% of employers say they use social networking sites to screen job applicants, and more than two-thirds of employers say they've actually rejected a candidate because of their online profile. Chris Kukulski, city manager of Bozeman, Montana. Chris, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Chris, have you ever gone beyond simply observing what goes on social network sites to, say, ask for a prospective employee's login information?
You know, the city did have a short-term, you know, it was a short-lived practice. It was something that was discovered in the summer of 2009, that there was about a six-month period where, unbeknownst to the administration, we were asking for people's login information, username and password, in order to do that kind of background check, which predominantly started in law enforcement for us.
I see. And Chris Kukulski, city manager of Bozeman, Montana, thanks for getting up for us today and being a part of this. This sounds like it was a sensitive issue in Bozeman. I'm wondering what the rationale might have been for doing this sort of thing.
Yeah, the rationale was pretty basic. It was, you know, in an area where you, particularly, like I said, in that area, law enforcement, where you're hiring an individual to, you know, enforce the law, to serve and protect the public, and in that capacity, whatever, you know, in-depth background check is something we still do today. We just go about it in a different capacity. But it was to make sure that we believe that social media was just one of several indicators of who this individual was, and were they representing themselves as who they were, you know, in looking to get into law enforcement.
Now, I can certainly see that you wouldn't want somebody who wants to be a police officer in Bozeman showing up on some private social network site involving, you know, militia groups in the U.S. That
correct.
Makes perfect sense to me. That's a bit of a no-brainer. But
yep.
If this information was so important, why did you back off, Chris Kukulski?
Well, what we backed off on is the way in which we got the information. You know, what was wrong, I believe, was the route that was being taken is we were literally asking for individuals to supply their username and password on a form as a part of a conditional job offer.
That's Chris Kukulski, city manager of Bozeman, Montana, who had a policy in place there in Bozeman to ask for a prospective employees their login information to see exactly how they portray themselves online. They've since rescinded that policy, but are very interested in the information in any case. Chanley Bryan joins us, career coach, former recruiter, and author of the Twitter Job Search Guide. Chris is still on the line, Chandley, but what do you make of this policy and employers by a wide margin believing that social network information is something that they ought to have access to?
Well, first of all, good morning, John. And I think in many cases, we live in a world of increased transparency, both for job seekers and companies. Job seekers are increasingly being found by companies for jobs online. In fact, a recent Microsoft study found that 85% of employers said that a positive impression online actually increased a candidate's chance of hire. But in terms of asking for passwords, it really puts the candidate in an awkward position, because if you want a job, it's really uncomfortable to immediately turn the tables on the employer and essentially say, you know, I'm not comfortable showing you this information about myself. So I think the key thing is to ask, you know, what are you looking for and what are your concerns and how can I help you address them, especially if you want the position.
Now, it's the case that Facebook has no restriction on looking at your information and screening it and using it for commercial purposes. So there's no legal protection here whatsoever on the part of employees or prospective employees. Right, Chandley?
Well, I think the challenge is with giving people access to passwords. I mean, it's unclear in many ways where the law stands. There are bills currently in Maryland and Illinois to make this illegal. I understand based on a piece that was recently run in the Wall Street Journal, and also Facebook's terms of service, while their privacy is notoriously tricky, and we've all seen how complicated that is, and it really requires the user to be incredibly vigilant. Giving your Facebook login information to someone else to log in for you is actually a violation of Facebook's terms of service, and the Department of Justice actually considers it a federal crime to enter social media sites in violation of terms of service. But
hold on there just a second, Chandley, because what you've raised is something that we've heard since we actually posed this question on our site, thetakeaway.org. People said almost immediately this violates Facebook's terms of service. And listen to this listener here.
It's just shocking that employers would even feel bold enough to ask for private information. It's like saying, I can have the keys to your house and just rummage around through your papers.
All right, that's one of our listeners, Chris Kukulski. Do you think it's the same, asking for the keys to rummage around in people's houses?
I think there is a case to be made in that transparency. Again, I think what we learned, similar to what Chandley had talked about, is that, in fact, there was a problem with the policy. Even it didn't matter that it was that we were doing backgrounds for law enforcement. So what we've learned is there's a different way to go about getting that same information. I mean, you have not only the consent of the individual, but you have the individual themselves show you what's out there. And I think what we discovered in our situation back in 2009 is a big difference in both public perception and what we ourselves need to do in background, depending upon the job in which the individual is applying for.
Well, it's a brave new world, that's for sure. Thanks for exploring it with us. Chris Kukulski, city manager of Bozeman, Montana, and Chandley Bryan, career coach and a former recruiter and author of the Twitter Job Search Guide. Chandley and Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.